Well, I was a World War II reenactor for some 7 years, going out to World War II reenactments. And I was getting bored. And I've always loved the movie League of Their Own. And I thought, well, I'd get this uniform because another friend of mine in Rockford, she had a uniform. And I said, well, at least we could play catch together. And then I said, well, I would start a league. So I contacted the All-American Girls Professional Baseball Players Association for us to get permission to see if we could do this because we'd be wearing their uniforms and kind of representing them again. And so we'd gotten their blessing. And then so in 2010, in the spring, we started recruiting. And the first year we had about, I think we went up to like 11 or 12 players, and we really just had the Comets, some Comets and some Peaches, and we would just have more just friendly games intermingled, you know, so we could just get some excitement growing, and which we did through the summer. And then last year in 2011, we really picked up more players, and we just keep growing. So, and we represent the four original teams in 1943, which were the Rockford Peaches, Kenosha Comets, Racine Belles, and South Bend Blue Sox. And there is geography involved. I mean, if you happen to live in northern Indiana and you want to go to practices, it's probably more sense for you to be in a Blue Sox team. But if you really want to be a Peach, you can certainly be a Peach. So and we don't have any real tryouts. We do suggest that maybe you have some baseball experience, but if you want to come play and learn, we're happy to have you. So
tell me about the rules. What rules are you going by? I mean, how accurate is the game that you're playing?
So in the movie, they took the 11-year or 12-year history of the league and combined it into one movie, an hour and 45 minutes. And they depicted in the movie how the league played in 1951 with the small 9-inch ball. But in 1943, the league actually played fast pitch, underhand, windmill, 12-inch softball. And the reason for that is because the women didn't know how to play any other type of ball. So that's how they played through World War II, is underhand fast pitch softball. And the league was very, very popular through World War II. But in the middle of 40s into the late 40s, when the soldiers started coming back and Major League started picking up again, the crowd started waning. So then the league decided, well, let's spice it up. So we'll start going to fast pitch and overhand pitching. So there was 1 year in there, and they were actually pitching sidearm to kind of convert the pitchers over. So by 49 and 50, then they were going overhead pitching. So that's how they eventually ended up that way, to make the game more exciting. But by 52, they finally lost the crowd because of television. So people now can watch a game, watch the Cubs on TV, and they didn't need to go anywhere.
How period accurate are you trying to be?
We're trying to play as close to the way they played rules-wise. We don't depict a particular player, although we know a little bit of history about that player, but we're not trying to impersonate any of them because they were pros and the best, and none of us play or can measure up to how good they were because they tried out and they were professionals. So we know a little bit about their players, and we wear their honor with their numbers, but we're just ourselves and trying to play by their rules. And we do make some exceptions for the rules for safety, and safety is always the most important thing. So in the first couple years, we were just kind of doing slow pitch, but now that we're getting some windmill pitchers in, the balls are getting much faster. So for safety, because a lot of us aren't 18 years old anymore, we're requiring that the players wear helmets for safety, because none of us want to get hit in the head and go home with a concussion. So safety, we make some adjustments for, but other than that, we try to stick as close to the way they played in 43 as possible.
I've noticed some of the players get really into, you know, wearing the hairstyles and the makeup and things like that.
They do, and that's part of it. And because if you've seen the movie, they're all supposed to be ladies. The part about going to charm school was all accurately depicted. So it's beautiful. It's great that they're doing that, some of them.
So how did you recruit players, and how is it growing? Tell me about, you know, how people are finding out about it, not only to play but to watch.
Mostly the way we've been getting exposure is by appearing at museums, or these World War II reenactments, or making special appearances at community events, and people see us playing and they get interested in us. And we've also done, we're trying to build the South Bend team. They only have two players right now. So we've gone down and played in their public park there in our uniforms, so people would get attention that way. And we get some players that way. We also make appearances at baseball games. So if there's a minor league team out there and they want, you know, us to show up, we'll come out, we'll throw a first pitch, we'll walk around in uniforms, do photo ops. So we get a lot of exposure that way also. So
what do you hope that the public gets from it? What's the point of the whole league?
Well, for me, it was to show how the league really played in 1943 and to honor the original players of those years. Because the movie was a fantastic movie and did a lot for the league and the original players because nobody even knew about them before that movie. But because it's a movie and they have to pack a lot in, they had a lot of things they had to compact together, not accurately depict. So we wanted to really show what it was like in 43 and then 44 during the war years.